T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jeremy, let's go with this one. Connor Sherry, Penguins fans are familiar, but other than Saturday's game, they haven't seen much of him lately. What is he at this point in his career?
Mullinger, it's a good question. Eating, drinking, sleeping, Sabres hockey, not exactly good for your health. I can't say it's good. The problem with Sherry and with every forward on this team that's not on Jack Eichel's line is that the Sabres don't have middle centers. They don't have second-line, third-line centers that can do anything for a winger on this team. You know, Jeff Skinner's goal drought that just ended in Pittsburgh is a shining example of that. So, you know, Sherry was okay last year, gave them about what they expected. Casey Mittelstadt at that point is up and with the team, and this year he's done in Rochester. So, you know, an experiment for Mittelstadt to take over the minutes that Ryan O'Reilly was going to play did not go well last year. They rolled that into this year and went even more poorly. So this is a team that's led by its top line, and the fourth line is okay, and the middle two are just, I mean, it's a wasteland. So, you know, anything you're seeing from Connor Sherry, I want to say it's been a forgettable 2 years, but I'm not sure how much I want to put that on him. You know, he's put in an honest effort. It's been fine. It's just been a complete disaster in the middle of their lineup. Last year, the Phil Housley-led Sabres had a hot start and then completely fell apart and were one of the worst teams in the NHL down the stretch. So this year, it's not as bad. Ralph Kruger is getting a good little charge out of his group, I guess. But when you have nothing in the middle, I think your wingers are going to suffer. And I think Connor Sherry's production dropped a bit because of that.
Jeremy, what of Evan Rodriguez then? Because he's the name that Penguins fans can't really claim to know anything about in this deal because he didn't play for the Penguins before going to Buffalo.
When the Sabres signed Evan Rodriguez, I thought they were doing a favor for Jack Eichel by signing one of his friends because Evan Rodriguez played with Jack Eichel at BU. So, all right, this guy, Evan Rodriguez, signs with the Sabres and plays for the Amherst, whatever. We'll never hear of him. Well, last year he showed up, and I thought he was pretty good. You know, he was a little bit controversial because, again, as a forward on this team with nobody helping down the middle, it's hard to make any hay for yourself. And Rodriguez, you know, in assorted rants about how bad the Sabres forward group was last year, I probably referred to him as their fourth best forward behind Eichel, Reinhart, and Skinner. Those three were on a line together. Jason Pominville also had some contributions last year as well, but Rodriguez was pretty good last year, I thought. You know, you got some fancy stats that say he's pretty good in points per 60 minutes. And then the coaching change happened, and Ralph Kruger becomes the coach. And things get a bit different. You know, Rodriguez, I think he fell out of favor with the franchise for two reasons. One, he went to arbitration for a new contract and was awarded a number that they probably didn't like. And sometimes politics can play into that. And he's on the naughty list because he did that. But he got awarded a decent contract. And then he went on a massive goal-scoring drought and didn't score any goals for this team, the same way that Jeff Skinner just went on one of these goal-scoring droughts. And Rodriguez's trade request came very, very close to the time that the Sabres called up and dressed Dalton Smith to play for 2 minutes and then waived him. So, you know, the roster management here in Buffalo has been shaky at best, and guys want out and guys leave and talk about how terrible it is here because there are plenty of guys that see bad players playing in front of them, whether that's Nathan Beaulieu, who's upset and gets traded to Winnipeg and becomes a regular there. And we'll see about Zach Bogosian in Tampa. He just had his contract.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him, Jeremy, because TSN reported last night that the Penguins were working hard to sign him, and Rutherford said today that he didn't trade for a defenseman because the prices were too high. Do you think Bogosian would have fit here?
No, I think it's a great move to not have him. I don't know. If he can find something, great. I'm not surprised that he got a job, but if he gets in for you, I think it's bad news. He was never good for the Sabres. It's hard enough for him to stay healthy. I'm not one to dog a guy for being hurt, so I don't have any problem with him battling injuries. I know he works hard. The game, for me, the game was always just a little too fast for Zach Bogosian. He's a fast skater and a big hitter, and he's got all of the measurables where you say, this guy should be a player, and it just never comes to pass. So by not signing him, I think you're doing just fine. You don't need Zach Bogosian. He's not exactly what I'm talking about in terms of guys that leave and act like they've been freed. You know, even Ryan O'Reilly was used in exclusively defensive zone matchups for a long time and just worked into the ground last year. So his value is way down. He gets traded. What happens? Turns out, oh, that's right. Remember that guy? He's still pretty great. So, I mean, the Sabres have kind of been a colossal mess for a while. They've got some good things going. They've got to find a way to get better. But on, just circling back to Rodriguez, I think he's a nice depth player. I liked him. He was good last year. He's had a bad year this year. But you'd be hard-pressed to not find a Sabres forward that hasn't had a 20-game goal drought. They all find them with this team if they're not playing next to Jack Eichel.
Jeremy White, diehard Sabres fan, WGR in Buffalo. Somehow that colossal mess is coming to Pittsburgh and won twice this year. And in impressive fashion.
Doesn't make
times.
Much sense.
No. All right, Jeremy. Good stuff. Say hi to Paul for me.
All right. I will. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Jeremy White. WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.